Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
FM Talk.
Happy Monday. We are excited to be with you here on a Christmas week. It's finally here, and I assume that there's probably, what percentage of our audience do you think is not at work today when they normally are? I think we speak to some retirees, so it's just another glorious day off of not working for you people.
Where you got to check and see, is today Monday? Oh, yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Don't you hate that? Well, when you go, what, like, do you, you're all of our parents are retired, right?
Yes.
When they're like, oh, what day is it?
You
all
know
right.
What? No, I understand it, though. Mm. I do understand it. So I feel for you, because if you get lost in those days, it's like you got to have something throughout the week to mark the days. Otherwise,
yeah,
you get lost in it. Yeah, yes. Church, that's probably good.
Have we been to church recently? Then it gets to be Advent, and you're like, I don't even know what way is up. Ooh. I'm kind of in the what year is it phase of my life.
Well, yeah, me too.
That's the hardest thing for me to remember.
Actually, I keep going, is it 2026 or 24? And I'm wrong on both accounts.
You're about to be right half the time.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, we've been watching AmFest. I think it goes through today. Do you pay attention to America Fest? It's the Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk baby that he created. And it's always been pretty phenomenal. I almost went last year and I didn't decide to pull it off. It just felt not right to do to my family at this point in time next to Christmas.
It's become the premier conservative event. I mean, I think it already was even before Charlie Kirk's assassination, but now it's the one.
Basically non-deep state CPAC, and that's what I think Turning Point would say it is.
Yeah, which is great. I love that.
Do you have a problem with CPAC?
I don't love it.
Really?
I love some of the things they do, but ever since Vivek Ramaswamy came out and said that they were pay to play for their polls, I've been like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I see how this rolls.
You a Vivek fan?
I am a Vivek Ramaswamy fan. I would love to see him be the governor of Ohio.
Well, obviously, compared to the alternative. I really appreciate what CPAC is doing this year, in the sense that they haven't chosen a lane.
Good for them.
Tucker Carlson, like the people who they have speaking at this America Fest this year, are talking crap on each other.
Yeah,
on the stage in front of everybody. And there are times where I will say openly, like, I do respect Tucker Carlson's right to have his own opinion in a First Amendment country where anybody has the right to boldly be wrong. But as supportive as I was for Tucker when he was let go of Fox News, I have not stayed on the Tucker train.
I haven't really, but a lot of it's just out of time. Like, how much time do you have?
Yeah, but I mean,
to pay attention.
But the Tucker question is very much so one that is based on ideology. Like, where he has taken his influence is not where I felt like it was going when he was on Fox. Now, maybe he was boxed in because of Fox. He often says that he certainly was, that there were things that you could and couldn't do when he was at Fox. His view is... This is how I'm going to position my thoughts. Also, do I have a cut sheet? Can I get a cut sheet? Tucker's views are one thing. His presentation is something entirely different. Now, when he was doing it on Fox, I don't really think the presentation has really changed a whole lot. He's always kind of presented himself. He says a lot of, he makes a lot of big, bold points, and then he finishes it with, obviously. And it's like, okay, yes, sir. not that you obviously submit, obviously. What I just did there, that's what he does, obviously. Like, just an insertion of obviously in the middle when he's saying something that is a bit bold and a bit, questionable as to whether or not you know that to be entirely true. A lot of times it's something that I probably believe or that he believes, but there's still a little more proof that maybe needs to be put out there in order to boldly make that opinion out there. And then I think on Fox, I a lot of times assumed that he knew things that I didn't know. So if I had believed a particular thing and just kind of held fast to a belief, which the one going back and forth right now in all of the little conservative, not little, I'm belittling. I don't mean that because these are all people who are infinitely bigger than I am publicly. In the, are you for Israel or are you against Israel? Is Israel for America or against America? That's kind of the debate that goes on behind the scenes. I would presume that somebody like Tucker Carlson, when he's on primetime at Fox, is privy to an enormous amount of conversations that he doesn't bring to the air, but he has a much clearer picture of what is going on in any given point in time. Than I do. And I know this because when I do what I do on a much smaller scale, I have a picture of what's going on and I don't bring to the air every single conversation or off the record, obviously conversation, obviously, that I have. But I know people will tell me things that are, the people will set the tone and the mood for me. And when I hear that in individual conversations, like columned conversations that don't intersect, it's not a group discussion. I have a conversation with a legislator here. I have a conversation with somebody who's of influence over there. And those stories work at the same time together, but are separate conversations. I start to get a bigger picture of probably what's going on. And so I always assume Tucker was doing that. But his presentation of facts and the way he does it that are obvious facts, I took with more confidence when he was on Fox than I do right now. So I don't know if it's just a me thing. If it, like, did I give him too much credence when he was on Fox and not enough now? Or should I be giving him more now than I, you know, I don't really understand where I need to be on this issue. But the question really is Israel for us or against us? And I presume that if you were in another country and you were asking yourself, is America for us or against us? We can answer that right now in America to say America's for America. And if America isn't for America, then we're not America first. And if America isn't for the growth and preservation of our own sovereignty, our own country, our own people, then there has to be something else that we're for. And what? Who gets to make that decision? And I think that for a long time, that's what the deep state, the impervious democracy, deep state non-democracy representation that we've had globally, that's been what America has been for in this preceding of events that goes into, no, we definitely want to make America great again. And we want America to be America's first thought. America might be best served in helping certain foreign countries do certain things. But the intent and the purpose behind helping any foreign country do a certain type of thing has to ultimately benefit America. It's, we don't just go out across the globe and charitably or even willy-nilly go help these countries because we're just really great people. And those people are no less important than Americans. So we have an obligation to them as much as we have an obligation to those in America. In fact, you might even argue that we have a bigger obligation to these other countries that might not be as wealthy as we are, as blessed as we are. We actually should set aside Americans in order to help these foreign countries who are less fortunate than us. That's kind of been the public-facing explanation for deep state actions that may not always benefit America for the purposes of benefiting other people. But the truth of that is, that's a bullcrap lie that was sold to the American people when the American people got agitated enough to ask the question to garner a response like that. When the reality was, those types of actions that on our end of things don't really look like this is not really what's in the best interest of the American people. And we're told to sit down and shut up because Americans have a lot of explaining to do and forgiveness to ask for on a global scale. So a lot of us are, who are just trying to be nice, good people, just kind of sit down and go, okay, sorry, I asked. We got sick and tired of that. And in the midst of getting sick and tired of that, we realized that, yes, we can bless others, but we have to prioritize our own interests. If altruism is your ultimate goal, you can't bless other countries. You can't protect other countries if we don't fortify our own first. And we have sold America out in every thinkable way in order to, I think, serve the benefits of those people who existed in the deep state who were making those decisions for us. Not to be charitable to the world, but really to preserve themselves in the deep state. That's ultimately where I believe that we are. So going back to the original question and kind of the slap fight that's taking place among influencers, I think that some of these people who are going back and forth in this conversation have the best of intentions. I think the vast majority of them are making boatloads of money off of saying edgy counterpoint types of things in a space where people are just globbing onto this and taking this into its own place where it kind of becomes a cult-like following. But there is money absolutely being made to the tune that you and I probably can't even imagine. If you ask yourself the Israel question, you have to, I think, converse that question and first frame it as if you're somebody from somewhere else asking it about the United States of America. If you're asking yourself, is Israel really for America? Is Israel serving the benefits of America or not? There are going to be times where if you make the converse argument there, where if you were in Israel or anywhere else around the world and you would be like, is America really in this for us or not? The answer is always America is in it for America. And that answer is a fine and good answer. Especially if you look at the generosity and the strength and the power of our country, you have to know, especially in a relationship like that, that in order to benefit from the United States of America, America has to be in it for America. Because if America is in it for anything else, then that decision is being made by a few people who are honestly looking to benefit themselves over the whole of any country, including your own. So why would it not be a fair answer for Israel to say Israel is in it for Israel? And in most cases, Israel's interests are going to line up with America's interests. And sometimes they're not. And when they don't, and America doesn't like it, we should be able to say, I disagree with that. I wish they would stop doing that. I don't want Israel to participate in that way. But it's not an all or nothing. It never is. We don't want that for our country. Why would it be like that for Israel? Israel should be protecting their own interests. And Israel's interests cannot be dictated solely by America. And they're not always going to intersect. Your interests with your spouse don't always intersect. They are not 100% parallel all the time. So you have disagreements. A lot of times you have disagreements. Somebody wins. You do the thing that she wants to do and not the thing he wants to do. Or maybe he's the one who makes this point and she concedes to him. Okay, fine. We'll do it that way. These are separate entities with their own interests. They both bring things to the table. And there are people who are trying to, in my opinion, sell this to a group of people who have thumbs on their phones, fingers on their keyboards that can click subscribe and like and follow and comment and all of these things. And they're making money off of what is probably a valuable conversation for us to have as a country, especially going into our own elections where we want to elect people who are there to serve America's interests, not anybody else's. I don't understand why I have to be forced to completely denounce Israel or to throw myself at the feet of Israel. And you know, I just don't understand either way. I don't understand why we would not support and embrace Israel as the ally that it is for the United States of America and understand that at any given time, thank you, United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, that we have the ability to dissent on any particular issue at any given time for any particular reason as a free citizen in the United States of America without having to denounce loyalty to one or the other. It's a slap fight that is being significantly pushed not to solve global broken relationships or to create broken relationships. It's really just to push you into a fight that financially benefits people and solves nothing. At AmFest, the Turning Point USA event that's taking place this weekend in Arizona, the conservative right says, come stand on our stage and make your case. And people who attended that event this weekend, many of those people, because these are like the most politically engaged minds, are descending upon Arizona right before Christmas to be like, America, I am impressed that Turning Point has said, make your case. Do what you have to do. Come out here. They're talking about each other by name. And it's happening inside the conservative tent. Look to your left, folks. You will be told what you will believe, how you will speak, when you will speak, and when you're supposed to speak, you better speak up. You better show up. You better hold this sign. You better follow the narrative from top to bottom, or you're gone. You're out of here. We don't want your kind. The Democrat Party has problems. The Republican Party has problems. But the Republican Party talks out loud about their problems and tries to solve answers. From all we've seen in the last 4 years, if the Democrat has a problem with you, they will shut you up and they will not rest until they do. It's clear for me which one of these sides really, really embraces America. Obviously, you know how to fill in the answer to that. When we come back, Ryan Schmelz is going to join us, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. He is going to talk to us about the accomplishments of the Republicans and the Democrats on Capitol Hill. Did they do what they came to do in 2025? What is immediately on the table in 2026? We got midterms coming up in that next year. Ryan Schmelz on the Annie Fry Show next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's one of my favorite times of the week where we get the update from the man in the room, Ryan Schmelz. He's a Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, Merry Christmas to you. It's Christmas week. We're so glad to be able to talk to you each and every week pretty much at this point right now. Is it quiet on Capitol Hill yet?
Dead. Dead as a doornail.
Dead. Dead as a doornail.
There's less people at Fox. There's less traffic in D.C. It's honestly kind of nice.
And here we are.
We'll enjoy the break while it lasts.
Yeah, no kidding. So the lawmakers have gone home for the year. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. They don't come back till I believe, like January 5th. So okay. It's going to be a nice little break.
So, Ryan, talk to us about the big stories of 2025. With the Republicans and the Democrats, we've had a government shutdown. We had a big, beautiful bill, among other things. Give us some of the insight of the developments of 2025 that you think will have staying power. We'll be talking about them again in 2026.
I want to pay attention to the Elise Stefanik fallout and kind of her fall from being at the top of the Republican Party to, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next with her. Now, keep in mind, there is this longstanding thought that whatever happens to her is that, even if she's in Congress or out of Congress, if somebody in President Trump's cabinet steps aside, she is usually going to be at the top of the list for a likely replacement for that person. So that's one thing to keep in mind, too, is that just because she's retiring from Congress, just because she's not in the Trump administration right now, and because she's no longer in GOP leadership, does not mean that her political career has ended. Now, it's notable she ended her campaign for governor.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was putting a lot of political risk into that campaign because she was an underdog, no matter how disliked Kathy Hochul is. So if she would have lost that race, would that have set her political career back? This, in many ways, gives her an opportunity to kind of wait and see what her next move is going to be, whether that's in the next Trump administration or maybe coming back and running for a different office one day.
So that's a good question. I'm glad you brought up Elise Stefanik. The news came out that she was suspending or quitting her race for governor of New York and then also not running again for Congress. And she made this statement with the allusion or suggestion, I should say, that she'd spent some time with her family. She has a very young child and she just felt as though this was the right direction for her future. Has she fallen out with leadership in the House? Is she still in the good graces of the Trump administration? What are her positions right there in correlation to the relationships that she's had and where they might lead in the future?
Well, you remember she gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal where she had some pretty harsh words for Speaker Johnson about his leadership and even questioned if he'd be able to get the votes to become Speaker if he was put on the ballot or put on the floor once again. So there was definitely some rockiness going on between the two of them towards the end there and still is pretty prevalent. With the Trump administration, it seems as though she's still in the good graces with them, but you'll go back to when she was the UN ambassador nominee. We understand and we reported that she had been going through maybe not the same relationship with Susie Wiles that she once had. She had been, you know, kind of pestering the administration and pestering top officials about getting her confirmed. And her nomination kept getting delayed because of how slim the majority was in the House. And Republicans didn't want to take the risk of losing her seat. So eventually, it seemed as though the Trump administration got a little frustrated by that. And that was one of the things that led to her nomination being pulled. That wasn't everything. It was a factor in it. It wasn't the big picture. The big issue was that President Trump and others in the Trump administration were kind of panicking about her congressional district and whether or not a Republican could win that seat if she were to step aside. Well, that district's going to get tested now because she's not running for re-election.
Yeah, certainly. That's the whole midterm map is going to, it's going to be probably the biggest question going into the November 2026 elections. It really seems like the House balance could swing drastically one way, drastically the other, could stay razor thin. Are you hearing anything on Capitol? Maybe not right now because it's so quiet. Good for you. But do you have a sense of nervousness coming from the Democrats, coming from the Republicans about what 2026 will hold?
It seems like both sides are pretty cautiously optimistic. There's ways you can look at the map and spin it however you want. The one thing Republicans like to look at is the fact that only three Republicans are defending districts that Vice President Harris won. There's over a dozen Democrats defending districts that President Trump won. So Republicans feel like the map is kind of in their favor. But Democrats will look at the victories in Virginia, New Jersey, New York, some other places across the country and say that the momentum is clearly on their side. So, and of course, history is also on the Democrats' side here, too, because traditionally, you know, that first midterm of a presidential administration is usually pretty rough for the incumbency. So Democrats do feel like history and recent election cycles prove that they can win back the House. But of course, like you mentioned, there's a big X factor here, which is we don't know what the final map's going to even look like because there's been so many redistricting efforts. And a lot of these redistricting efforts, the ones that pass their state legislatures, still have to survive legal challenges. And you've got the Texas map up in legal limbo right now. You've got the California one that could be in legal limbo. So we really just don't know what the map is going to look like in the end.
So we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Box. Another big word, F word, I would add, that is going to be discussed in 2026, filibuster, and maybe the other one, but we'll stick with filibuster. I hear a lot of discussion, maybe the possibility that some Republicans in the Senate might be more interested in the possibility of ending the filibuster. For folks who are listening right now who are unfamiliar, the filibuster is the barrier to getting to where they actually vote for any bill. It only takes one extra person in the Senate, or actually a tie, and J.D. Vance as the vice president can break that tie and pass a bill, but they have to get over that 60-vote threshold with the filibuster. How does it work to get rid of the filibuster? When people are saying, get rid of it, nuke the filibuster, what is the process to get through removing the filibuster? Does it have to be done each individual time? Can it be done as a blanket? What's the process there, and your thoughts on the likelihood?
It's pretty complicated, and it would require a pretty stringent changing of Senate rules. Now, I do not believe it's as hard as people might think it is. I think it is something they can do with a simple majority, which is getting rid of the filibuster and changing Senate rules. The big concern is not how hard it is to do. It's what kind of precedent are you going to set if you do it? And that's something that Leader Thune has been very conscious of and has kind of played the long game with, because the thought is that if you let Democrats take control of the Senate down the road and you've gotten rid of the filibuster for a number of issues, well, now Democrats have a way to get Medicare for All passed. They have a way to get Medicaid expansion passed, and Democrats can definitely take advantage of that the way the Republicans have taken advantage of the 50-vote threshold to confirm Supreme Court nominees. So Leader Thune's been kind of hesitant to go along with President Trump when it comes to nuking the filibuster. Now, the question is going to probably be two is what are they going to need it for? And if you say, okay, well, Republicans should get rid of the filibuster for getting a healthcare proposal through, well, the Republicans can use the reconciliation or the one big beautiful bill process in order to do that, because that is a process that only requires 50 votes. So if Republicans are able to get some of their key agenda items through with just simply doing that, then the temptation to just nuke the filibuster to get other things passed might not be as big.
Is there any discussion about, you know, when people talk about filibuster, when I hear filibuster, I think about somebody standing up there and talking until They can't talk any longer. And then it becomes kind of a spectacle. Fox News puts a little box on the bottom of the screen so that when you tune in, you're like, oh, he's still going. He's still doing it. That's the way it used to be, is my understanding, that if you wanted to filibuster a bill and keep it from coming to a vote, you had to hold the floor to keep it from coming to a vote. Is there any discussion at all about making the filibuster, instead of completely getting rid of it, make them stand up there and filibuster the actual bill by using their words?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a longstanding issue, which is, you know, floor time and Democrats being able to delay certain things. And they've done that with nominees where Republicans have to wait this clock out and they can't really, you know, put anything else on the floor until that clock expires. And you've kind of seen this process really start to play out this Congress where, you know, Leader Thune has had to bring up pretty much every single nominee one at a time. And it got to the point that Thune decided to change Senate rules in order to confirm some of the lower level nominees. But when President Trump first got into office and you had to confirm the Department of Defense Secretary, you had to confirm the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, Veterans Affairs, pretty much all of them, then you would see this kind of waiting period where not much was happening. And it's not because they didn't want to do anything. It's because that's how they had to operate under the rules in order to get certain nominees confirmed. And it's been a frustrating process. And that's why you hear members of Congress, both on a bipartisan basis, talk about, well, wait a minute, do we need these positions to be confirmed anymore? Can we maybe change which positions need to be confirmed by the Senate? So this is just a little bit easier on whoever is the president.
So Ryan, the nominees getting pushed through is a part of the complication of a minority party trying to do everything to stall and to keep the majority party from getting things through. The Republicans do it when the Democrats have the majority. I think the Democrats have taught the Republicans a few lessons, and the Republicans have been more likely to take on some of these tactics that the Democrats are doing. We watched the government shut down in 2025, and if you listened to Chuck Schumer, he said it was over health care. So the Schumer shutdown was based on the subsidies that are going to sunset because the Democrats made them sunset at the end of the year. Now they have a health care problem that they need to solve. I imagine this is going to be a high priority once 2026 gets back here in the beginning of January. Where are each party right now, and where is the process to help Americans afford their health care?
Well, Republicans have their own bill and Democrats have their own bill. Democrats are trying to lobby to get votes on a 3-year extension of the program. Only problem is that it's probably not going to get 60 votes because Republicans have made it very clear that they want to see substantial reforms to the program in order to get it pretty much restarted. And it seems like 3 years is just way too long. A 2-year option would probably be more possible, maybe even a 1-year option. Republicans have a separate bill that would essentially take the money and not give it to the insurance companies, instead give it directly to the patient or the consumer. And the idea is that it's supposed to drive down premiums over time. And Republicans did get a good report from the Congressional Budget Office, which did an estimate claiming that premiums would drop over a period of time if the Republican bill became law. But Democrats have pushed back on this, saying it's junk insurance, pointing to a number of other issues that they have, and pointing to that they believe that the 20 million plus people who are currently on the Obamacare premium tax credit program and use that to get their premiums lower would not totally be covered by this.
So the final question I have for you, if we can't get health care fixed right away, it will probably be a main conversation around a potential pending government shutdown part two right at the end of January. We shut it down once. Will we see the Democrats shut it down again? What do you think the likelihood of them being able to pass these appropriation bills will be at the end of January?
I think it's still hard to tell. Obviously, the time is running out, but they came close to maybe making some progress on this right before the Senate broke for recess. When they come back, I think there's this idea of a minibus for a select group of those bills. If they're able to get that passed, that's going to really alleviate the impacts of a government shutdown. Remember, they've already got 3 of these appropriations bills passed, which covers SNAP benefits through the end of the fiscal year, covers the Department of Veterans Affairs through the end of the fiscal year. So a lot of those issues that come up during government shutdowns aren't going to be impacted this time. And if they're able to get more of the bills done, And that's going to really alleviate some of the issues that you're seeing here. So the more appropriations bills they pass, the less of an issue the government shutdown is going to be.
All right. Well, Ryan Schmelz, thank you for being with us. You said it was really empty there. One of our listeners on YouTube, Joe, suggested to go into empty offices and order pizzas from their phones. So if you get super bored, I don't know. I would like to know whose office, which congressional member would you go order pizzas from their phones, their empty office phones first? Do you have an answer for us?
I do. I would probably go with Eric Schmidt or Congressman Burleson, just because I know you have a direct line to them and could probably get me out of trouble if they decide to press charges for using their money to buy stuff.
Yeah, I think they'd both find that very funny, and I think they'd probably get you back and then maybe us back as well. So let us know how it goes. Ryan Schmelz, Merry Christmas to you, to your family. We love spending time with you. Your insight is invaluable. We're grateful for you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Annie, and everybody back in St. Louis. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful holiday. Ryan Schmelz, our friend and Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill White House and White House correspondent with us pretty much each week. And we're grateful for that look inside, because it's just like, here's the facts. Love them or hate them, this is what's going on. It's very helpful. All right, let's take a quick break here. We're going to get Ryan back in studio, and then we're going to do a little Wiggins America, too, shortly, the Monday roundup. Here's the YouTube poll for today. And we'll throw this out here. We'll discuss it a little bit more as soon as we come back. In 2026, that year that's coming up, how would you like the Annie Fry Show to evolve? Yes, we're throwing ourselves at the mercy of the public court. Give us your thoughts, your advice, your suggestions, your criticisms. We can handle it. Most of us can. Do you want more political discussion in 2026? More cultural discussion? More lighthearted fun? Or do you want it to stay exactly the same? Or maybe there's something else. Throw it in the comments, or you can text us at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
5 and 10. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Christmas time. It's so exciting. I'm just very, very happy for the Christmas holiday to get here, and for time spent with family is wonderful. I think that it's possible that my kids' favorite time of year is the Christmas break. obviously Christmas. Christmas is just on another level. There's nothing that you really compare, like a Christmas morning or your family Christmas gift opening. Nothing really compares to that in life. That's its own thing.
Yeah.
But that Christmas break time where, especially if you're a family like mine, Ryan, I know that you've got a lot of places to go and things to do with like kids' sports and choir performances for the holiday or whatever it might be. Homework. Do you guys have a lot of homework in your house?
My wife does.
Yeah.
She has a lot of grading. She's an English teacher. So
that was her mistake. She should have been a history teacher like my husband.
That's what I keep telling her. Quit your job.
No, just change. Modify. What do history teachers even do? Jared, text me. You forge the future of the country teaching civics and where we've been so that we can know where we're going.
At least we hope that's what's happening.
Yeah, I know. My husband likes to talk. I mean, it's funny when you meet a history nerd because they have a sense of context that really actually matters. But my experience is that those history nerds, they don't really, they just know it. There might be an air of, like, if you're in a conversation, people are talking, they don't know what they're talking about. You can kind of tell that they're like, that's not it. What English teachers... Is there a way that English teachers are?
Yeah, they're usually kind of earthy, hippie people a little bit, or nerdy academics, one of the two.
Which is your wife?
She's more earthy, hippie.
Yeah. She's kind of a free spirit.
Yeah.
In a great way.
Yeah. The other archetype that I would think of with English teachers is a little more professorial. It's a little more like...
I really don't appreciate how you're using like English teacher terms to explain it. Archetype.
I think you do like it.
What are the themes that you see in your English teacher wife?
A lot of flowing skirts. A lot of thought to the aesthetic, whatever that means.
You've heard?
Of a room, you know, anything. That kind of stuff very much matters to these kinds of people.
Math teachers, Brad? You're married to a math teacher.
So imagine everything that Ryan just said and do the exact opposite.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree.
They are very analytical, very linear thinking, step-by-step kind of things, love lists, all of that.
I think math teachers and English teachers hate social studies teachers.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Katie, Mrs. Wiggins is always talking about how much Jared sucks.
Yeah, she is a person.
Let's manifest this mutiny against our spouses on the air when they can't do or say anything about it.
They're fighting each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Okay.
We are the peacekeepers.
Yeah, we're just trying our hardest. They hate each other. And when they meet each other for the first time in like 2 years, since we don't all get into a big group with our spouses that often, they're going to
battle royale. There's usually blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're 3 for 3 that our spouses are all the better halves of each of our relationships. They're the calmer, nicer, more patient.
Yeah. Radio doesn't attract great people.
You're like, it's just the odds, really.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's why when people meet us, they're like, oh man, I like the on-air version better.
Yeah. Sorry to disappoint. My name's Annie. Hi, how are you? No, all three of our teacher spouses are, they're not type B people. My husband's a type B person.
I don't know what my wife is, because she leads in the classroom very well. I mean, she keeps a tight ship running. But and at home she does too, because she was with our kids all the time. But I don't know. I just handle different things than she does.
Same, so we in our house.
Divide
and
conquer.
I think knowing what I know about your wife, she is probably not necessarily type A. She's just a woman. She's just juggling all of the things that are in front of her.
That's fair.
At one time and moving the train down the tracks the way it needs to be. She's a joyful person.
Let me ask you this question, since we're all married to teachers. Is it this time of year that your spouse just crashes? Because when we get to Christmas break, my wife pushed so hard.
My husband's a social studies teacher, so he's chill.
Oh, that's terrible. I can't wait to tell my wife that. She's going to feel so vindicated and
Jared
mad.
Jared is sitting probably running a million errands right now in his car with his shoulders slumped, like, oh.
It is not a joke in our house that the minute Christmas break hits, she has to sleep for pretty much 2 days. Same as true of summer break.
Does she give written finals?
Yes.
Do they have to be grade, like essay, short answer?
They basically need to be in by yesterday.
No, she should give a Google form that's A,
there's
B,
no way
C,
to
D.
Do it with English. She teaches writing.
If she puts her mind to it.
No.
You're not with that attitude.
No, she's not capable of that, Annie.
Well, I'm just going to say right now that is not, English is the most difficult for that reason.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she would want to do that with her life, but it's a good thing she does.
I keep telling
she
her,
needs to be
pare it back. The standards are getting lower across the board. You can do it too.
You're like, Mrs. Wiggins, I'm public about this on the air.
No, but
you
got to
set the expectations super
she
low.
She pushes those kids so hard, and they come out such good writers. I do have to praise her for that. I joke about it, but she is so good at being an English and writing teacher, and she doesn't take. She just keeps pushing those kids.
If we talked about this once on the air before, if we crossed up, if our spouses came in and did our job for a day and we went and did their, we would tap out way faster than they would.
Oh, I tap out, I said, after Sunday school, after 45 minutes.
Yeah, get out of
your
kids.
She's out doing it every day.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Real quick, let's get to Wiggins America here.
Wiggins! Oh! Monday Roundup! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Let's start with some good news from the weekend. This is coming from Fox Business. It says gas prices have fallen for the holiday season despite the increase in demand as a record number of people begin to hit the road.
Gosh, I wonder why that is.
I can't figure it out. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline fell more than 4 cents to $2.89 nationally last week, according to AAA. This marks the cheapest December at the pump since
2019.
2020. The middle of the pandemic when nobody's driving.
Yeah.
This is the cheapest in 4 years.
And it's before executive order numero uno, which was a kick in the pants to the energy sector.
But it's amazing to look back at the last time it was this cheap. It was under President Donald Trump.
Yes.
May have something to do with politics. What's the cheapest you've seen gas in the last week or so?
$2.50.
Yeah, I saw it $2.39 at one station somewhere around here in Missouri. But the crazy thing is, and I don't know if it's like this in everywhere in Illinois, but in Collinsville, the prices are around $2.50 to $2.60 per gallon. And I come over the river, and they're about $2.50 to $2.60 a gallon. So, Missouri, I think you're making a little profit on that a little right now.
Yeah, sure.
You haven't lowered those prices yet, but I did see a couple that were dropping into the 230s, which is great. National average, 289 going into holiday week this week. All right, here's some not quite as nice news. In fact, it's pretty bad news, and this is happening all over the country, although this is a local report from, I think this is KSDK. It says that a troubling new trend is spiking overdose deaths. And it's involving a new drug. This is a new drug that's hitting the entire country, every major city, called carfentanil. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
Oh, boy.
It is 100 times more potent than fentanyl. And about 10,000, just for reference, since not everybody's done fentanyl, you don't know what does that mean. 10,000 times stronger than morphine. I mean, you're talking instant.
You just use it, it kills you.
Gosh.
I don't know, because obviously some people have used it a few times before it's gotten them, but the rate of death and the rate of, just overdosing is skyrocketing because of this new form of fentanyl. And I looked this up, and it is every city in America is dealing with this right now. The federal government is dealing with it too, but here's how we are dealing with it locally in St. Louis. They're putting Narcan vending machines all over the city now. Whether it's a good idea or not, I don't know. I'm not judging it. It just says that there are 27 vending machines throughout the county and one at a county headquarters in Clayton. These vending machines were funded through a $2.6 million grant. The plan is to have them in barbershops, fire departments, and stores, and there's a map of them. So these vending machines are going to reach up to 41 sites across St. Louis.
Is it free?
I don't know the answer to that. It just says they're vending machines. It says no prescription Yeah, I guess they are free because no prescription or payment is required.
I told my husband that we should buy some Narcan and have it at our house because you could come in contact with it and not. I mean, you don't have to be doing hard drugs to be affected by a fentanyl, but if you have it, it absolutely saves lives. If you don't have it, and it was 50 some bucks.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow. Well, the weird thing is that when you look at the trend overall, overdose deaths are down in this last year. But this new drug is kicking in right now, and they're expecting it's just going to go crazy. So they're trying to get ahead of it. But yeah, look out for this new super, super potent fentanyl.
Can we get to one text on the poll question before we take a break here?
Sure, sure.
The poll question being, in 2026, how would you like the AFS to evolve? You said you had one at 314-241-9797. What do you got?
Yeah, let us know, too, if you have thoughts on this. Here's the one. Oh, actually, another one just came in. It says, first, I think the balance between seriousness and goofiness is the perfect the way it is, Don says.
Thanks, Don.
And another person says, yay, Wiggins. They might just know that I'm monitoring the text right now.
And trying to prove the point.
Hello.
Point proven. Let us know what you think. We're asking you, do you want to hear more political discussion in 2026? More cultural discussion? More lighthearted fun? Want to keep it just the way it is? We are taking your feedback. We've got a lot of comments coming in on the YouTube chat. We're going to do a segment on that in the 2 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. In the 1 o'clock hour, let's get an economic update from our friend Steve Moore and Brian Kilmeade back on the Annie Fry Show. I haven't talked to him since he dressed me up as a nun at his event here at the factory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.